For honor! For glory! For Mensendor!
With that, he turned and led his men into the wooded grove wherein the Ningol lay encamped. The 15 horses and men, Ronsard's bravest, slipped into the darkness. Beto offered a prayer for them as they passed. Then he took his place, sword in hand. He waited. The night seemed to grow suddenly still. In a moment, he heard horses crashing back through the wood.
Here they come!
Beto raised his sword high above his head. In two heartbeats, a charger came pounding out of the darkness, its rider low in the saddle. The rider didn't stop when he reached the ranks of hidden archers, but continued on down the dale.
Draw your bows!
More knights were now thundering out of the wood, and there was the unmistakable clamor of pursuit.
Hold steady!
The last knight dashed by Thedo, but a pace from where he crouched in waiting. He bit his lip. He had not seen Ronsard emerge from the wood. They waited, bowstrings taut. Then, suddenly, the knight appeared at the opening in the wood where he had entered only moments before. Ronsard galloped into the clearing and away down the dell as the first of the Ningol came running up behind him.
Let fly!
The first rank of Ningol stumbled forward and dropped to the ground. Their comrades boiled out of the wood behind them and hesitated, uncertain what had become of those just ahead. The enemy was thrown into confusion and dropped back into the cover of the dark wood. Almost at once, the Ningol broke from the forest, but this time they crouched low to the ground and held their round shields before them, making very difficult targets for Thedo's archers.
Get ready, men!
The Ningol were now moving more quickly over the ground between them.
Let fly!
Some of the arrows found a home, and the shaft bit deep.
Retreat!
Thedo had seen the warlord upon his horse jump into the clearing surrounded by his bodyguard. The knight and his archers did not wait to welcome the newcomers with feathers. Instead, they jumped up and ran into the dell, just as Ronsard and his knights had done. The Ningol bolted after the fleeing archers, trotting over the bodies of their comrades. Thedo led his men down the slope and into the dell, across the small brook at its bottom and up the other side, to disappear just over the crest of the hill beyond. The triumphant Ningol dashed after them. They rushed headlong, recklessly, into the valley. Once more, in that moment, whistling death streaked out of the skies as Lord Wirtwin's archers, hidden all along the sides of the narrow valley, loosed their sting upon them. Arrows hailed down upon them from every side. Ningol running out of the woods fell upon their comrades and trapped those trying to flee from the deadly ambush. Those who went down into the dell never rose again. In a moment, all who had thrown themselves down into the valley lay still. No more Ningol came from the forest. No one moved.
Let us escape now while we may. The victory is ours. If we do not long remain here, they will be back, and soon.
Ronsard gave a silent signal, and the men, knights and archers, began melting away into the night, as quickly and as silently as the shadowy clouds before the moon. Lord Wirtwin's force joined them, and they left the field in an instant, leaving it to the fallen Ningol. That night, Warlord Gerd lost 500. The Dragon King did not lose a single man.